strode in under his own steam, stooped yet still managing to thrust out his bony chest. If a popinjay and an old stringy rooster had procreated, their offspring would have carried themselves the way this man did. His face was the color of a bad sunburn. The veins in his neck were prominent, the flesh there pimpled and hollowed. The only fleshy parts of him were his earlobes. And yet, despite the indignities of time, not only could you easily tell how handsome he'd once been, he remained handsome even now. He was carrying a bouquet of limp yellow roses that, I was certain, had come from a supermarket. He extended his free hand. "Abbott Costello," I said. I wasn't questioning his name, I was questioning whether he was the man I was meeting, but he assumed the former. "I was named in 1918, he said. "My parents had no idea what I was in for." "If you had a nickel for every time you said that, right?" I said. "If I had a nickel for every time someone said, if you had a nickel for every time you've said that," he countered. He spoke with a slight British accent to which I knew he had no claim, although he'd also let me know right away that he was of the Irish, not the Italian, Costellos. He told me to call him Ab. I said I would, but it turned out I couldn't. I called him nothing at all. He told me he not only remembered Rose, he also remembered my mother. Rose, he said, had been high-strung and skittish, but not so violent. "Your mother wasn't as bright as Rose," he said. "She wasn't as sensitive. She slept in class with her eyes wide open. That was memorable. I once asked her how Lawrence Alto Alto's granddaughter, not to mention Rose Alto's sister, could be so bad at chemistry. She laughed. She didn't care. She was one of those girls who took up valuable space in the classroom to pursue the MRS degree." If he hadn't been so old, I might have socked him in the nose. There was a purple spot, probably a small cancer, on the tip that I could have aimed at. He seemed aware of my anger. "I'm sure she was an excellent mother," he offered. "Well, she didn't name me Abbott Costello," I said. "She gets points for that." We exited the bookstore. To our left, across the street, was the campus. To our right was Washington Park. It was almost 60 degrees.